a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Traveling on Thanksgiving Day could be dangerous. New data shows fatal crashes increase 100% on that day, right after the big meal is finished. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Sandy City Council will vote tonight on a recount for mayor. There's 21 votes between the candidates, Monica Zoltansky and Tim Bennett. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Ricky.
That's the 201. We have delays from earlier accidents, and most of the delays are on the westbound side. You're going to see spots of slowing starting just before Redwood Road to Bangor, and then again as you're approaching and passing 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Near 50 today with some sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
49 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The driver of an SUV that plowed into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin yesterday was leaving the scene of a domestic dispute which had taken place moments earlier. Police Chief Daniel Thompson.
Waukesha Police Department is referring 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation.
At least 5 people were killed. Dozens were injured. Suspect Daryl Brooks will be in court tomorrow. The prosecution will deliver its final closing rebuttal tomorrow in the case of 3 Georgia men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. Vice President Harris announcing $1.5 billion in funding to address health care equity, including a shortage of doctors, nurses, and behavioral health providers in underserved communities.
These professionals will look like America and be better prepared to provide equitable care to America.
The funding will come from the American Rescue Plan and other sources. Stocks closed mixed today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. And if you're headed to Grandma's house this week, you may hit some traffic. You're likely to hit some traffic. UDOT is reminding drivers to plan ahead for holiday travel. And joining me live now is John Gleason with UDOT. And John, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Maria.
Where and when are we going to see the biggest delays?
Well, we're expecting traffic to ramp up Wednesday afternoon, and we could expect to see 15-minute delays in the Salt Lake County area on I-15 and about 10-minute delays forecasted for Davis County and Nephi.
What can we expect around those construction zones? Are you going to be stopping some of that to help ease the delays?
That's the good news right there, Maria, is that we are suspending construction and opening all lanes where we can to help reduce those delays during the holiday travel weekend. And the one thing that we want to keep in mind, though, is that in those construction zones, the speed limit is still reduced, and there are certain lane restrictions and different configurations in place. So even if you don't see the work happening out there, we want people to pay attention and slow down and drive as you're driving through those work areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, some ski resorts are opening this week. Any canyon delays that we should expect?
Well, we're looking at more traffic in the canyons. We're looking at more traffic in to be expected in the national parks. The holidays are the time that people try to get out there and just experience what Utah has to offer. And this weekend, even though it's heading into winter, we expect that there's going to be a lot of people taking advantage of the nice weather.
Mm-hmm. Best advice for travelers who are actually going to hit the roads, is there a better time to head out than others?
Yes, if you can avoid traveling between the hours of 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Wednesday and then coming back all day on Sunday from 11 o'clock to 7 o'clock especially, though. If you can travel earlier in the morning or later at night, you're going to save yourself some of those headaches.
I know. We always just want to get the most out of those days off, don't we?
That's right. That's right. hit the roads early.
All right. John, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
That is UDOT's John Gleason. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 349. Let's get a look at your traffic. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Ricky.
Looking at a good drive southbound I-15 going from North Temple all the way to Bluffdale, rounding the point of the mountain and through Utah County. Our canyons also in good shape, whether you're in Provo Canyon on Highway 189, Big or Little Cottonwood, or Parley's Canyon on I-80. But in the valley on the west side, it's the 201 that's jammed up this afternoon. Earlier accidents are being cleared, but they did cause backups. The delays that linger are on the westbound side from about 9th West, really all the way to about 6200 West. Steve?
Looks like southbound Foothill Drive getting busy now between 13th and 21st South. Still have that crash on northbound Redwood Road at North Star Drive with the right lane closed. Got a good drive on north and southbound I-15 right now between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay. But we have signal problems reported. A power outage in Kaysville City, so be prepared. Some of those traffic lights might be out. And it's all good on the West Belt, Legacy, and Highway 89 right now. Bernina Sewing Machines and Accessories at huge Black Friday week discounts at Dave's Bernina, Provo, and St. George. 60 months, no interest, and doorbuster specials Friday and Saturday at 9 a.m. Dave's Bernina. Steve Carl in the KSL Traffic Center.
We do have a slight chance of showers this week. Let's get the latest from Grant Wayman.
Sunshine with some high cloud cover today. Temperature top out around 50 degrees. Tomorrow we get a lot of clouds. Maybe a few snow showers to our north in the mountains. Highs tomorrow about 53 and then partly cloudy. Colder on Wednesday, 41. Thanksgiving Day's in sight, 45. And partly cloudy skies, 49 on Black Friday, partly cloudy. And then a little warmer for the weekend. We'll be near 50 and partly cloudy skies both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
49 degrees downtown, 46 in Logan. Park City reporting in with 49 degrees.
This breaking health news is for those with chronic lung disease or post-COVID breathing complications. There's no need to suffer any longer. True Health now has a breakthrough treatment that brings relief to damaged lungs. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. This groundbreaking treatment uses the power of your own body to naturally heal and restore tissue, allowing your lungs to work the way they're supposed to. This simple office procedure requires no downtime. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 to receive your free consultation. Imagine living the active life you want without feeling like you're breathing through a straw. Be one of the first 15 people to call True Health at 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. It's time to come up for air. Call now and you can start breathing easier.
Whether you run your local bookstore or the neighborhood boutique that everyone loves, small businesses like yours make gift-giving possible. Now, Comcast Business has a gift for you. Introducing the sale you don't want to miss, the Gift of Saving Sale. For a limited time, ask how to get a great deal for your business. You can get a $500 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business with a network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. That's $500 to spend on whatever your business needs. Or if you want another way to save, you can also get started with internet and voice for $64.99 per month with a 2-year price guarantee. So give your business the gift of savings today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Prepaid card offer ends 1/2/22. Call or go online for details.
'Twas the season of cheer and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever. $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
It's a Christmas story that first captured our hearts 30 years ago from one of the most prolific songwriters and storytellers of our time. It's the special 30th anniversary of Michael McLean's The Forgotten Carols, with an unforgettable story and songs that have become a Christmas tradition for families everywhere. Don't miss the spectacular live stage show, only in Orem, Salt Lake City, and Ogden, December 13th through the 22nd. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
The Wall Street Journal was talking about my partner Brian when they said, quote, this company is sure to put trucks on the moon.
We now have 2,500 trucks and more than 5,000 employees.
Where do we go from here, Brian?
We need business partners that we can teach our system and help them build big businesses they can own.
Are you ready for an adventure?
Be your own boss.
Set your own schedule.
Live the dream.
Own your own business. Go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and click start a franchise.
Start a franchise at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
KSL News Time 3:55. We are watching Utah's money. The British company Lush has announced they are quitting social media. The company is pledging to close their accounts on the four major platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat, while increasing their presence on YouTube. KSL Drives, one of the backers for the new EV startup Rivian, has canceled plans to jointly develop an electric vehicle. Ford Motors has announced it no longer plans to work alongside Rivian, but it will still retain its 12% stake of the company. A new survey by CNET revealed nearly one in five Americans will buy more gifts online this holiday due to supply chain issues, with 93% of buyers taking measures, including shopping from reputable retailers and only paying with a credit card to protect their personal information. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 17 points to end at 35,619. S&P was down by 15. The NASDAQ fell 202 points. KSL News Time, 3:56, and it's time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU football earned their ninth win of the season, defeating Georgia Southern 34-17 on Saturday down in Statesboro, Georgia. The game was a lot more difficult than many envisioned, especially in the first half, where the Cougars were down at one point as they were dealing with flying burritos on the sideline. Yes, burritos, according to Kalani Sitake.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, like, we were getting hit by burritos on the sideline. You know, it was pretty hostile, but I'm just really proud of the way the guys bounced back and made some adjustments. And I think, you know, we talked about it in halftime, just playing our style of football.
So much for that Southern hospitality.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
With the win over the Eagles, BYU improves to 9-2 overall. They close out the regular season this Saturday against the 4-6 USC Trojans in L.A. For more on Burrito Gate and the latest with BYU football, go to KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.